Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Mehran Ghul's The New Geography of Innovation. Sophie, I have to ask, did you read this and immediately feel like the whole Silicon Valley narrative is kind of over?
Oh, totally. I mean, I've been hearing for years that you have to move to San Francisco to build a real tech company, and Ghul just systematically dismantles that. He says the monopoly on innovation held by a few superstar cities is not just ending, it's being actively dismantled by technology and economics.
Right, and he starts with the problem. These cities have become victims of their own success. The cost of living is insane, the infrastructure is strained, and the competition for talent is brutal. A brilliant engineer in Des Moines basically has to uproot their whole life and take on massive debt just to get a shot.
Exactly. And Ghul argues that's not just unfair, it's inefficient. You're leaving huge reservoirs of human potential untapped. The system is wasting talent because it's stuck in a geographic bottleneck.
But here's the part that really got me. He says the pandemic wasn't the cause of a shift, it was just an accelerant. It proved that complex, creative work can be done from anywhere. But then he makes this really careful distinction between remote work, doing your existing job from home, and what he calls distributed innovation, which is building entirely new companies and products with teams that have never met in person.
Right, and that requires a whole different toolkit. He introduces this metaphor of the digital campfire. In the old world, the campfire was the coffee shop or the VC office where serendipitous encounters happened. In the new world, you have to engineer that serendipity intentionally, virtual water cooler channels, random coffee chats, structured cross-functional problem-solving sessions.
Yeah, I love that. Serendipity isn't dead, it's just redesigned. And honestly, the examples he gives are wild. There's a company built from a small town in Montana with a team spanning 8 countries. And a VC who's never met most of his founders in person, but still gets returns that rival Sand Hill Road.
That VC part is key, because he talks about how venture capital itself has to change. Traditional VCs want to be close to their portfolio companies, but there's a new generation of distributed VC firms using data analytics to find promising startups in unexpected places. And microfunds and rolling funds are democratizing access to capital.
He calls it global talent arbitrage. And it's not about outsourcing for cheap labor. It's about accessing exceptional ability that's undervalued simply because of where it's located. A world-class data scientist in a small Eastern European town can be hired at a fraction of the Silicon Valley rate. And he says the savings should be reinvested into growth.
But he's not naive. He spends a lot of time on the challenges, building trust without body language, avoiding burnout from digital presenteeism, and the risk of isolation and loneliness. Trust is the currency of innovation, and it's harder to earn remotely.
Right? And he has specific strategies for that. Radical transparency, consistent communication, and shared rituals. He even talks about culture needing to be engineered in a distributed environment. It doesn't happen by osmosis.
There's also the digital divide 2.0 risk. If you don't have high-speed internet or digital literacy, you get left behind. Ghul says the solution is investing in infrastructure, both physical and social, so the benefits are broadly shared.
So the big takeaway for me is that place still matters, but in a different way. Instead of being a destination for talent, a place becomes a platform for talent. The winning cities won't be the ones with the most skyscrapers, but the ones with the most connectivity, digital, and social.
And if you want to go deeper into the case studies and frameworks, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. It's at 7minutebooks.com/app.
I think what I'm taking away is that the next great idea isn't waiting in a garage in Palo Alto. It's waiting in a home office in a small town or a co-working space in a developing nation. The game is being rewritten.
And the best way to predict the future is to build it, wherever you are. We'll see you in the next one.